This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a second day of chaotic protests in Los Angeles County over federal immigration raids, which saw police using smoke bombs to disperse the crowds and protesters setting fire in the streets, President Trump now signing a memorandum for 2,000 California National Guard troops to be activated to stop the violence. Despite ongoing ceasefire negotiations and more scheduled in the days ahead,
Russia intensifying its attacks against Ukraine. At least 7 people killed and 41 others injured as Russia unleashed a barrage of drones and missiles Saturday, targeting civilian and energy infrastructure. Explosions erupting in neighborhoods across Ukraine, including in the capital of Kyiv.
ABC's Marcus Moore in London. Israeli troops killing at least 8 Palestinians near a humanitarian aid center in Gaza. The new relief effort operated by a foundation backed by the U.S. and Israel has been marred by chaos and deadly violence. This is ABC News. An egg recall after people have been going to the hospital in several states.
Dozens of people have gotten sick from a salmonella outbreak linked to a large egg recall, say federal health officials. 1.7 million eggs were recalled by the August Egg Company. They're brown organic and brown cage-free eggs. The recall covers Arizona, California, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Washington, and Wyoming. Brands and code numbers are on the FDA and CDC websites. They say throw them away or take them back to the store and disinfect any surfaces that came in contact with the eggs.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Wild scene at Los Angeles Airport Friday evening. LiveATC.net capturing this pilot of a Delta Airlines flight arriving from Paris heard telling air traffic control.
Tower 291 heavy, coyote ran across the runway.
Yeah, that's a coyote on the runway. Fortunately, officials report the plane did not hit the coyote, but no word if that animal has been located. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses, and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We did it! We made it to Saturday night, and it's time for Max Inc. Radio, local music across the great state of Wisconsin. And we started with who? The People Brothers Band. You can see them at Bonfire, 6/12 through the 14th, up there at the Driftless Gardens. Otherwise, the River Roundup on the 18th in Milwaukee, at Wood Fest, of course, on 6/19. Atwood Music Hall, not at the fest. Got confused there just for a second, but that's okay. It's early because we start Max Inc. Radio right now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell me I'm right.
Brothers Band. It's our double dip tonight. So many shows happening across Wisconsin. Let's do another one right now here, right now on Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Watching Teresa do that stuff live is amazing. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Yeah, Turtle Island Dispensary has access to products, information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushrooms, spores, growing supplies, and much, much more. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit their website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shop turtleisland.com. Rocker, so excited about tonight. It's going to be a great show.
Wow, it is, Rob. You know what, though? I have a couple things I'd like to tell you about the People Brothers Band.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're playing around Thursday, June 19th. They're at Atwood Music Hall. That's Madison's newest live music venue.
I heard it's gorgeous, too.
Opening up in just another week or so.
Yeah.
They're going to be with Texas Toast and Salty Dog.
Yeah.
People Fest, you know, that's coming up August 7th through 10th. That's at the Driftless Music Gardens.
I love it out there. This time of year out there, it's gorgeous.
Have you been to a concert there?
I have.
It's like a little mini Alpine Valley kind
of. Yeah, it's really great. It's great, especially this one. And Bonfire is great. And then, of course, People Fest. That's the one I always show up to, so.
Wow. Well, we have a great show tonight, Rob. Cannabis, DNP. Jesse Christensen, the founder and creator of that, he's a doctor of nursing practice, he teaches and see him at the farmer's markets on Sundays. Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg, live in the lair, Red Door Duo.
Yeah.
They're from Mineral Point. They feature an international fingerstyle guitar champion. We're going to see that here live in the studio tonight. After Hours with you, Rob Roberts.
I know. I'm so excited. And speaking of, Atwood Fest, we didn't talk about it at all, but I do a whole focus tonight on Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
A lot of Atwood Fest artists. And then we do a little bonfire, too, in the 11 o'clock hour going to midnight. In that last half hour, I just sneak in a bunch of acts that are playing at Bonfire. So it's going to be a great show tonight, too.
Wow. There was a new festival that was actually just announced for here in Madison. You know, Madison is the home of a lot of music festivals.
It is.
And there's a new one, and it's called True North Music and Food Festival.
Ooh, you got me at food.
It's going to be Saturday, September 27th. So you have enough time to check it out and find out more information. It's going to be at the Duck Pond in Warner Park on Madison's north side. And $2 from each ticket benefits Dais, which is a really cool foundation to help women. Featuring Pokey Lafarge, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band.
Oh, I love the Dig
Down's
Brass
People
Band.
Brothers Band.
Of course.
And Spectaculous. And then one other thing, Darren Stairroots, his NOLA tribute band, so New Orleans tribute band. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can find more information at TrueNorthFest.com.
Super. So I see you have Dan lined up here. I heard his album release party is tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's going to be with Lost Lakes, High Noon Saloon. 4 o'clock is when the doors open, 5 p.m. I have not heard this tune yet.
It's his new album called Easy Going, and, they're steeped in blues tradition and country rock influence and twang. It's storytelling.
Twang.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, let's check it out. Which tune we got queued up? Nashville Dirt.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Witchcraft on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, rocker, guess what?
What's that, Rob?
Atwoodfest is around the corner.
It is. We were just talking about
that. I'm so excited about that. I'm also excited about the Waterfront Festival, too. And then the Mama's Award show is like right around the corner, too. So much stuff coming out this summer.
There is. Mm. And that's at the Atwood Music Hall. That's going to be pretty good. You know, guess what, Rob?
What?
I'm going to be on the red carpet.
No way!
At the Mama's at 5:30.
At 5:30.
Yep.
That's very specific, but I love it.
Oh, that's when it starts.
That's going to be great. And what are you going to do on the red carpet? You going to do some interviews?
Yeah. You know, they'll have like a little photo background there.
Okay.
And we'll do some interviews. We'll talk to people.
Super.
Find out what's going on.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, you know, there's going to be, you know, the who's who of the music industry there.
You know, the first time I heard about the Mamas, I mean, this was years and years and years ago, and I had no idea what was going on. And I think, yeah, really, like Jimmy K was like, hey, Rob, we need you to, you know, do the board work for the Mama's pre-show, right? And you guys did the pre-show. We put it on the air, and then he gave me some tickets, and I went down to see the show, and I was absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
I had, like, the local music scene here is so good, and it's so much fun, and the Mama Awards is just a ball. So
it is.
Go to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll find out who wins some awards. I know that Terry Barr,
yes,
and I are up for on-air personality.
Oh,
so we're going to be duking it out.
We're
going to be out front fighting it out, taking bets.
You got to watch out for that right hook Terry has.
Hey, did you hear about the grand opening they're having there?
No,
at the Atwood Music.
No. Atwood. I saw pictures of it online, but I didn't hear about the grand opening.
Friday, June 13th. That's when it opens. So that's coming up next week, right?
Yeah.
Tribute to Clyde Stubblefield.
Oh,
Mama
yeah.
Dig Downs, Funky JBs, Rare Element, VO5.
I think Joey B. Banks will be there somewhere.
And Trevor Banks, his son.
Oh, that's great.
Is a DJ, and you know he's the guy making the movie.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Give the drummer some.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a fundraiser on SeedStarter.
So
they're trying to get that done. We love Clyde, so
we do.
If you want to visit SeedStarter, find it out. It's called Give the Drummer Some.
Cool. Well, hey, you know, speaking of live stuff, Armchair Boogie, we're going to play their tune next. They're doing stuff tomorrow, Belleville, at that 7-acre dairy company. Have you been out there to that?
Is that Paoli? Is that
Yeah. It says Belleville here on the website, but you know.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, Paoli is, I think, pretty small.
Yeah.
I have not been there, but you know who's there a lot is Rand Moore, the old owner from Drums and More.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's doing some work out there.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a great place. I am going for Father's Day. That's where I'm going.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
They got a big old buffet. They're going to roll it all out. Let's play Armchair Boogie right now on Max Inc. Radio.
On top of those stones, I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's a light shining down from the heavens. And they're shining so bright and so loud that I'm going to stay my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. I wouldn't do that to myself. Why would I drink my night away? Oh, yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends give me the feel down. That's why I'm proud to grow the love their way home. They keep me around. Send me a picture of sadness. Send me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Find me over for dinner and buy my woman too. Give me a pay to make beans, tater salad, far too much bother. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends. Yeah.
All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends give me the feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw the love their way home. They keep me around.
We'll be back with Jesse in a second.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Back when
Taylor Schreck on Max Inc. Radio. He's doing live stuff at the Comeback Inn tomorrow, which is the 8th, 3 to 6. Otherwise, tonight he's with the Foo Foo Dolls at the Wisconsin Brewing Company. That starts at 6 o'clock. They're on stage right now. Listen to Max Inc. Radio on your way to, on your way home. Listen to Max Inc. Radio after hours. You know what? Put the earpod in and listen to the app while you're watching the show. That seems like too much, but I don't know, Rucker.
All right, Rob. Cannabis dispensaries have popped up on the map all over Wisconsin, selling products with so many molecules, compounds, and forms, you need a chemistry degree to understand it all. Our next guest did just that, starting with a nursing degree and a graduate school at the University of Wisconsin, where his graduate project was initially shunned because of the subject, cannabis. Now, an entrepreneur, Jesse Christensen is the creator of Cannabis DNP, where he teaches and provides expert consultation on cannabis and also has his own line of taffies he calls Therapeutic Taffies. Jesse Christensen, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me. This is pretty interesting.
Am I going to get the munchies from these therapeutic taffies?
Yes, they do interact with the endocannabinoid system. They do have the THC component in it, and you will get some appetite.
Get some munchies.
You will get some munchies.
Well, Jesse, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what's your backstory?
Well, I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I was born on the north side, and I haven't left. Eventually, you know, was always infatuated with the cannabis plant. And I always wanted to do something more. So I started getting into nursing as time went on.
And why did you choose nursing? You started at the nursing school in 2013?
Something like that, yeah. So I wasn't always in the nursing field. I was doing all types of random jobs. And eventually a couple of friends of mine said, why don't you do something more? Why don't you do something with people and science that has everything that you want? And then from there, I kind of started the process of doing the prereqs for the nursing program at Madison College. Really enjoyed it there and eventually got my ADN and started working long-term care and memory care. I eventually went on to get my bachelor's and started working at one of the major hospitals here in Madison.
And so how did your parents respond when you're going to school, you're going to, you know, medical school basically. And you say, you know, I'm going to study cannabis now.
Sure. I've always had, like I said, I've always been interested in the plant itself. My father was on a lot of chronic opiates for pain control. He had a lot of issues going on. And then he also used alcohol on top of that. Mm. What he found was very beneficial was cannabis. And so we would help him find different cannabis products that would help with that chronic pain and also to give him a better quality of life. The problem was it was shunned in the household, so he had to use in secret, which was kind of heartbreaking. But he passed away about 2 years ago, and he found relief up until that time with different cannabis products. So that pretty much pushed me into developing my own taffies.
Wow. Well, what is your cannabis education? Now, I know you've been through school and have a couple dissertations under your belt, right?
There's a couple of things going on. So I going to UW-Madison, getting a doctorate in nursing practice. I did the three-year program. Every semester I had one class that you always did some kind of project. Each project of mine was all cannabis-focused. So every project I did, six projects, was all cannabis-focused. The last year, we did a full-year project, and that was also cannabis-focused. I wanted to make sure that I stayed on that. Like I said, I had a huge interest in it, and now I'm in a scholarly organization, a college that actually pushes you to do better. So I had all the resources that I needed, the people that I could interact with to actually get really good advice and actual research documentation.
But you had some shunning of your graduate product. Tell us about that. Not everybody was behind this.
No, that's absolutely correct. So my final project, the title of the 28-page paper was called Cannabis, Building Practice, Competencies, and Political Will for Safe and Therapeutic Use in Wisconsin. What I wanted to do was become better informed, especially as a clinician. And that was hard to do for this project in and of itself because there was so much stigma behind cannabis and cannabinoid therapeutics in Wisconsin. I kept falling back on and kept hearing that we just don't know enough. It's not legal here. You can't learn about it. Well, when you tell a clinician that they can't learn something that they have an interest in, especially with a background like my own, that just gives me another barrier to overcome. And that's kind of what I did. And with the help of a couple of advocates and a few professors, we were able to achieve that goal.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, how did that affect you when kind of people were trying to stand in front of, in the way?
It was disheartening to have a healthcare provider wanting to learn something that was only going to benefit the communities that they serve. It was difficult to swallow, but eventually I was able to overcome that and get to where I am now. So I'm grateful for that, those barriers that I was put through.
Wow. Tell us about deciding to start your company, go from academic to a company. Cannabis DNP and creating your own line of taffies. What's the DNP part?
So the DNP stands for Doctor of Nursing Practice. So I have my doctorate. In a terminal degree in the nursing field, the doctorate is as high as you can go. The step below that is a master's. Wisconsin, UW-Madison provided me with a doctorate after accomplishing the program and my dissertation. So the DNP stands for Doctor of Nursing Practice. Dr. Merce in and of itself, Merce, I'm a male nurse. We just thought it was funny to play with the word.
Doctor, okay.
Because now I have a doctorate. Yeah. So I can be considered a doctor. I don't like to hang on with that title. I just like to be called Jesse.
I can understand that. Well, tell us about your company, Cannabis DNP.
So learning everything that I have, the biggest thing in healthcare is, especially in school, is you're supposed to learn and put what you learn into practice.
Yeah.
And what I did to benefit everybody I serve is I took the education, the research that I did learn through graduate school and before that, and I put it into practice. I did what I learned. I took the components, the cannabinoids, the research, and I developed a taffy that was well-researched, well-tested, DEA-certified hemp farms. I did everything by the book to make it as pure and as good as I can possibly make it, to make it safe. Safe and therapeutic use are some of my top priorities.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, tell us about the formulation.
Sure.
And like, how does it work?
Sure.
How does it make you happy?
So I work with the endocannabinoid system. The endocannabinoid system was founded in 1989, but about 9% of medical schools teach about it. So there was a huge gap in knowledge. So that's another area where I shine. And what I'm doing is I'm taking certain cannabinoids and certain terpene profiles that interact in certain areas of the endocannabinoid system in different parts of the brain, and I'm eliciting effects that I'm trying to get. So I have stress and anxiety. So those are going to elicit different effects than my sleep and my pain will.
Now, wait, I'm kind of, I don't know about this stuff, right? What's an endocannabinoid?
You
got to say it.
Yeah, so the endocannabinoid system, everybody has one. Everybody is sensitive or everybody has their own sensitivity. Hence the reason why a lot of things have to be, they're very personalized when we're talking about different products. Mm-hmm. So the endocannabinoid system, when I explain it to other people, is kind of like if you remember the movie Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
The endocannabinoid system is kind of like the person behind the curtain, pulling all the levers, hitting all the buttons. They are the thing behind the rest of our systems that are making sure that our body remains in homeostasis.
Okay.
And sometimes we just need a little help. And sometimes we can get that help from cannabinoid products. Cannabinoid products can be beneficial. You don't need very much. You don't need 1,000 milligrams. It's very sensitive depending on the person. Mm. And that's kind of where I interact. I like to be in the safety area, so I work with low-dose cannabinoid products with very specific terpene profiles, which is just another component of the cannabis plant.
That's incredible. Learning a lot here. We are with Jesse Christensen. He is founder of Cannabis DNP. We're learning all about it. So what do you think is the biggest myth about cannabis that you hear out there?
I got a couple. Right. One is Delta 9 is not real cannabis. Unfortunately, in Wisconsin, we work with hemp-derived cannabis products.
Okay.
And in Wisconsin, we usually have to specify what is in our products. And Delta 9 is just the chemical structure. It's where the double bond is on the cannabis, on the THC component. So the Delta 9 is just, there's a double bond on the 9 area of the carbon chain. Delta 8 would be in the 8th position, 10 would be in the 10th position. So in Wisconsin, we have to specify because we're using hemp-derived products. I use only Delta 9 products. So when people say, well, Delta 9 isn't the real thing as cannabis, it is. We just have to be very specific on what we're saying. So Delta 9 THC is the main psychoactive component of the cannabis plant. We can also get that from the hemp plant as well, depending on our extraction methods from the hemp.
I see.
There's a lot. There's a whole lot of information.
All right, what's the other myth you've heard?
Oh, man. There's so many. Delta 9 is basically the decaf of the cannabis world. You need a whole lot to stimulate you. There's just so many. Every time I talk to somebody, there's just something else that comes up.
Wow, that's pretty good. Cannabis, DNP, and Jesse are at the Northside Farmers Market every Sunday from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. all the way through October. We can also find you at the Garver Flea Market on June 21st, and you'll be vending at the Garver Sessions as well. Rob, Armchair Boogie is playing there June 19th.
Nice.
tell us about what you're doing this summer. You're out and about.
So, yeah, I'll be doing the farmers markets every Sunday. I will also be in Chicago at the Champs event where it's business to business. So I'm going to be out there trying to slang as many taffies to as many wholesalers as I possibly can so I can get my taffies into as many hands as I can. Mm-hmm. I my taffies are basically my babies. Yeah. I put a lot of work, a lot of time into them. I trust them. I believe in them. And I just want more people to benefit from them. Other than that, I am just going to be on the road quite a bit trying to get these taffies into more stores. So if anybody has any good leads, please let me know.
And, you know, you can really get your ear over at the Northside Farmers Market and ask, like, any questions.
Any questions. Feel free to come down tomorrow especially. I'll be there in the center of the farmers market and bring whatever questions you have.
All right. How do we find Cannabis DNP online?
So you can go to www.cannabisdnp.com, D as in doctor, N as in nurse, P as in practitioner.com. And you can see a lot of all my locations that my taffies are currently available.
Jesse Christensen, creator of Cannabis DNP, thank you so much for coming in tonight to educate us on cannabis. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me tonight.
All right, there's more info, cannabisdnp.com. What do we got coming here, Rob?
We got some Jenny right now on Max Inc. Radio. Maybe. There we are. Some Clyde. Stubblefield. Yeah. Thank you. our students are going to take us to break right now on Max Inc. Radio.
It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms. Matinee on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes, no, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matinee on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm David Packer. 2 days of violence by protesters in reaction to immigration raids by federal agents in Los Angeles as President Trump ordering the deployment of National Guardsmen. And Saturday night, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posting on X that, quote, if violence continues, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. They are on high alert. As this was unfolding, President Trump in Newark, New Jersey's Prudential Center attending UFC 316. Hundreds of thousands of customers without power across the southeast as severe thunderstorms sweep through the region so far this weekend.
The system spawning 9 reported tornadoes.
You can hear like the freight train.
Parts of Arkansas drenched. Flash flood warnings lasting for hours in Little Rock. Baseball-sized hail reported.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Sovereignty crossed the finish line first at Saturday's running of the Belmont Stakes. This is ABC News.